It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. U.S. and Pakistani officials suggest they're finally making progress against the Taliban in Pakistan. That country has served as a haven for militants who strike across the border in Afghanistan. Now the U.S. has struck back.
A security official says a U.S. missile attack targeted a group known as the Haqqani Network. The missile killed a leader's son. Pakistani authorities have also arrested two senior Taliban figures.
And earlier this month, a joint U.S.-Pakistan operation captured the Taliban's military commander. We begin in Islamabad. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports on what U.S. officials are calling an intelligence coup.
The three arrests are being hailed as the most significant blow to the Taliban's leadership since the American-backed war began in Afghanistan in 2001. Briefing reporters in Islamabad, where he met with civilian and military leaders, White House Regional Representative Richard Holbrooke called the joint operation in Karachi that swept up the Taliban's number two, Mullah Baradar, significant in itself.
Very significant. And secondly, it represents another high watermark for Pakistani-American collaboration. That is really genuinely good news.
There have been questions raised about the timing of Mullah Baradar's arrest and speculation about whether Pakistani intelligence may have engineered his capture as a way of ensuring Pakistan's role in any negotiations to end the war in Afghanistan. But Ambassador Holbrooke denied any such intrigue surrounding Baradar's capture.
It was picked up because the information was developed. It had nothing to do with anything else.
A Pakistani security source confirmed that the arrests of Baradar and two additional senior figures said to be shadow governors in Afghanistan were conducted with the benefit of both U.S. and Pakistani involvement. It takes two to clap hands, he said. But the series of arrests that have come to light in Pakistan this week offers concrete evidence of a long-standing suspicion that the Afghan Taliban, including its high command, is able to use Pakistan as a safe haven. The United States has expressed deep frustration in the past over Pakistan's unwillingness, inability, or both, to shut down the Taliban on its soil. Ambassador Holbrooke said nothing on what sort of pressure the United States may have brought to bear on Pakistan to help reel in senior Taliban leaders. And the White House regional representative took pains to repeat that the United States is not engaged in any talks with the Taliban. Holbrooke said people were confusing reintegration of militants willing to join the Afghan mainstream and reconciliation with the hardline forces, which he says is premature.
There are no talks going on between the United States and the Taliban. They haven't taken place. The president has clearly laid out our position on this, which is that any such talks should be led by the Afghans, and we have a clear red line that Taliban must renounce al-Qaeda.
Holbrooke described the U.S.-Pakistan relationship as materially better than it was a year ago. U.S. and Pakistani sources cite regular visits to Pakistan by high-level American delegations for a boost in intelligence sharing and a deepened understanding of the concerns of both sides. But Holbrooke says whatever progress the United States and Pakistan have made in increasing mutual trust between them, the region, including India and Afghanistan, remains a complex challenge.
Finding communality is more difficult and more complicated than simply saying we have a common threat from terrorists, although that is the starting point. Each country looks at it differently.
For their part, Pakistan's foreign minister insisted last night that it was fear of Talibanization in Pakistan, rather than U.S. pressure, that was the driving force behind the capture of senior Taliban commanders here. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.